A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Muhle Muriye, Zimbabwe Kwazwai Kwazwai Kwazwai. If you're tuned in right now, welcome from wherever you are in the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live Talk, our women's round table. Muriye Zimbabwe are coming to you live from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on a Thursday, the 6th of May 2021. Muriye Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Hove.
I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, Muriye Zimbabwe, we're talking about two different things. The first thing being a COVID update, updating you, the nation, on the coronavirus pandemic, how many people have lost life in Zimbabwe, and of course, the current update on that. And then we're also going to be talking about the latest news of what's happening in the country with regards to constitutional amendment, Bill Number 2. So those are the things that we're going to be focusing on, Nasim Chirongwa, tonight on the Women's Roundtable.
And as Mike just said, today we will be focusing especially on the bill, the bill number 2. And the Women's Affairs Minister Sembiso Nyoni last week presented a report in Parliament.
Did you
pick it up?
Right. So to give you an update, Muriye Zimbabwe, on the current figures of coronavirus in Zimbabwe, according to the latest information released by the Ministry of Health, Muriye Zimbabwe, 38,357 people have been confirmed contracting COVID-19, 35,811 recoveries, and 1,574 deaths. To date, when we talk about the amount of people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, 461,023 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So that's the discussion on our Live Talk Women's Roundtable. I'm going to be joined by my co-hosts, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye and Sithandekile Mhlanga. As they delve in, they're joining all remotely. Right. So if you're looking to join us, Muriye Zimbabwe, feel free to text us and you can call us live on air, +1202-619-2077. And we're going to be calling you live on air. The number again, +1202-619-2077. Now, for those that are streaming live on our Facebook pages, we're live as we speak on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. So, linga kotri zulugandaba, msakangano Muriye Zimbabwe. You can write your comments in the comment section. And of course, we're going to be reading them live on air. For those that are looking to join us, Muriye Zimbabwe, linga kotri ukuthi, you can either A, call us live on air, +1202-619-2077, or write your name and number in the comment section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. For those that are streaming live via radio, Muriye Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency. We're also on 4930, 5940, and 15455 kilohertz on shortwave. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Muriye Zimbabwe. So do not forget, once again, as we speak, we're streaming live on our three Facebook pages. Let me head over to my co-host, Marvelous.
Yes, and going back to COVID-19, the figures still stand. As of March last year, the Minister of Health says that there are 38,357,000 confirmed cases, and of those that are confirmed, some have actually recovered from the disease, and these stand at 38,357. And when we look at the recoveries, there are 35,811, and unfortunately, we have some deaths, which are reported to be 1,574. And to date, as you know, we are now in phase 2 of the COVID-19 vaccine, and of those people that have actually taken the COVID-19 vaccine, we have 461,023 people that have been vaccinated. But we've seen that, you know, there's a disparity of numbers when it comes to how many people have taken the first jab and those that have taken both COVID-19 jabs. So we see that a lot of people have taken the first jab, but with some being reluctant to go back to take the second jab. So the government is actually appealing to people to actually go back and take their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to ensure that the country has herd immunity, Mike.
Right, Mudiya Zimbabwe, as you heard there from Marvelous, of course, the goal, as mentioned, as we've mentioned time and time again, 10 million is the set goal by government, 60% of people to receive both the jabs. That is the herd immunity. That is the goal. But that's not the only discussion we're looking to have tonight on the Women's Roundtable. We're also going to be talking about Constitutional Amendment Bill Number 2, which sailed through in Senate on Tuesday after it received over 65 senators who voted. This is included ZANU-PF senators. They voted for it and 10 who voted against it. Now, the reading of the voting pattern, some were MDCT senators who actually voted in favor of it, despite a decision by their party leaders led by Senator Douglas Amwanzora to oppose it during its debate. Now, this is because there were more than 15 senators from the MDCT that voted, and once again, 10 that voted against it. Marvelous.
And when we look at it, the support of the bill from some MDCT senators is attributed to a clause that seeks to extend the women's quota by two more terms, a provision that was reportedly very popular amongst women legislators, Mike.
Right. Now, just today, as we speak right now, Mudiya Zimbabwe, there's also some civil groups that are currently holding a virtual meeting whereby they are basically discussing Constitutional Amendment Bill Number 2. But they're not the only ones. A lot of civil groups have been in opposition of a Constitutional Bill Amendment Number 2, amongst them being Bulawayo-based lawyer Ngobani Sithole of Abameli Lawyers for Human Rights that lodged an application in the Constitutional Court, challenging the passage of the bill in Parliament. Now, his argument was that it failed to exercise its legislative authority by receiving the bill on March 24, 2021, when the constitutional bill had lapsed at the end of the previous Parliament. Mudiya Zimbabwe liyakhumbula, just before there was a new Parliament set in place before the general elections. Marvelous.
And the bill seeks to extend the women's quota, as we mentioned before, and remove a clause on running mates, which is one of, you know, the thing that is actually bringing this bill into contention, where people are asking why this is being done, and extend the tenure of medically fit judges beyond 70 years and give impetus to the devolution agenda. What are your views on the issue? Kunayo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Pano pachirongwa nhasi tichange tiri kutaura zvakawanda, tichange tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 icho chanetsa pasi rose, uyezve chiri kunzi icho nebazi rezveutano. Pari zvino pane vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 vakati wandei. Uyezve pane izvo zvatiri kutambira kubva kubazi rezveutano, vanotaura ivo kuti pari zvino kubvira patanga chirwere ichi gore rapera, pane vanhu vane chitsamba vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yebumbiro remutemo, Constitutional Bill Number 2, apo tinoona kuti rakange riri pamberi pesenate, mudare resenate munguva yapfuura. Uyezve takaona isu vamwe vadare veMDCT vachiwanikwa ivo vachibatana nevamwe veZANU-PF, nyanya vachiti ivo vanga vari kuwanikwa vachivhotera bhiri iri nekuti rine chimwe chiga chine zvekutaura nemadzimai uyezve nevechidiki. Asi tikazoonawo vamwe vachishora nyanya masangano akamira ega achiti iyo bhiri iri harina kunaka pari zvino nekuti rinopa masimba akawandisa kumutongi wenyika anenge aripo panguva iyoyo, nekuti pari zvino mutongi wenyika kana kuti mutungamiri anogona iye kuwanikwa achiextenda iye atingati makore emajaji achange ari pamabasa, ari kunzi anenge akubva pamakore aripo kusvika pa70 years, zvokuti vamwe vanga vakatarisa kuti varitai panguva inoyi vachatowanikwa ivo kana mutungamiri wenyika achida, kana bhiri iri rawanikwa iro richienderera mberi achikwanisa kuti awanikwe achivasiya vari pamabasa. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vatinavo ipo pano tichizeya zviri kuitika pari zvino. Ndiri kunzwa kuti mumwe munyarikani wedu tinaye, asi regai timboenda kuna Mike kungoti ati demu demu nechindevele tozodzoka zvakare tichitaura nemunyarikani wedu Mike.
Hayi, siyabonga Marvelous, ngempela ngempela yikho lokho kwenzakalayo namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu, uhlelo Live Talk Women's Round Table. Ngikhona namhlanje Zulukandaba ngumele uSithandekile Mhlanga. Namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela nje udaba lokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19 elizweni. Sikhuluma nje wathi siliphe i-update elizweni kulabantu 38,357 asebebanjwe ligcikwane, 35,811 have recovered. Sikhangela njalo abantu asebe abhubhile ngenxa yegciwane le-COVID-19 1574 sebebhubhile. Sikhangela inani labantu asebethathile phela ijekiseni elivikela i-COVID-19 ele-vaccine elizweni 461,023 sebethathile. Sebefika phela half a million, sisondela duzane laduzane. Uhulumeni uyasho ngempela, uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyasho ngempela ukuthi the goal is ukuthi kube labantu 10 million asebethathile leli jekiseni ukuze ilizwe lalo lifike kuliyazinga lapho esithi ngesingisi i-head immunity, ukuthi abantu bathole ithuba lokuthi babuye empilweni zabo as they are normally used to. Kodwa sikhangela njalo namhlanje kuhlelo udaba lwe constitutional amendment bill number 2, imizamo kahulumende ukutshintsha isekelo sombuso. Now kusho ukuthini nxa abantu sebesithi constitutional bill amendment number 2? Sikhangela ukuthi ingcwethi zangena kuhlelo bazasichasela okuningi, kodwa siyabona njalo ukuthi ku-constitutional amendment bill number 2 imizamo kahulumende bayathinta indaba ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu abesifazana, ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo. Abanye bayakhala njalo besithi hayi, i-constitutional amendment bill number 2 iyapha uhulumeni, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, amandla, too much power, ngenxa yokuthi uzayenelisa ukutshintsha izinto eziningi without going through esingathi ngesingizi ama-checks and balances. Asizweni ukuthi ingcwethe engenayo kuhlelo, ngibani okhona ecingweni? Marvelous, over to you. Who's joining us live via telephone from Zimbabwe?
Muzvare Jesse Majone vari pano parizvino. Majome, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Tiri kunzwa isu nyaya iri kunetsa parizvino, kana kuti iri kuzeyewa nevazhinji, inyaya yeconstitutional amendment yebill number 2. Imi semagweta munoona sei izvi? Zvinonyatsorevei zvatiri kuona zvichiitika izvi?
Izvi zviri kuitika izvi zviri kundo ndingati kundo kundopfaranyura ndingati denga ratanga takazvivakira isusu vanhu vemuZimbabwe, rinova bumbiro renyika yeZimbabwe, rinotinzivira tine zvakawanda, rinotichengetedza zvakadaro. Amendment iyi yedza ndingati kusandura kana kukambura kana kuchinjinira constitution. Kuri kuita zvinhu zvakati wandei zvekuti ino hango dzichitaura segweta rine unyanzvi maererano nezveconstitution, maererano nekunge ndiriwo chizvarwa cheZimbabwe. Ini ndinonzwa kakutsuwa, ndingati kuto kupfuura kutsuwa nezviri kuitika. Zvinomboitirweiko? Zvambonyatsonetsa chii? Paitika dambudziko rei kuti tizoenda kuti kupfaranyira denga kuti tigotanga kurigadzirisa pakare? Rambe rambe nyatsoshanda here? Zvinogadzirisa chii? Izvi zvinosiyisa chaizvo nekuti panyaya yeconstitution ndezvizvenhu chinhu chinotoyera, hachifanhi kungoti kungozi pese pese taenda tangondotanga kuti handisi chingosvika kwachiri chiparanya, hachifanhi kudaro, chingokurunga kurunga. Chinhu chatinofanira kuchengetedza sechinhu chakayera. Hongu constitution hairambize ndingati kuisandura, asi kana muchisandura chinhu chinoyera mufanira kutanga makoshesawo kuyera kwacho. Zvimwe zvinhu tinogona kuita chero zvatinogona kuita hedu nekuti pamwe tine masimba, asi tifanira kuzvibvunza munhu kuti zvine basa rei, zvinonyatsobatsira chipo tikaregera zvakadaro zvinokanganisa chii? Uyezvekuti kana pane mamwe matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo maererano ndingati kufambiswa kwenyika yeZimbabwe, hapana here zvinofanira kutenge tapa kuti hapana here zvimwe nzira? Ngatiti pane zvinoitwa zviripo, tinokurudzirwa maererano ndingati mafungiro anonzi econstitutionalism and the rule of law ekuyeresa nekukoshesa constitution. Anoti ngatitedze kuti timbotsvage dzimwe nzira dzekunge tichigadzirisa zvinhu, kutoti tinongomhanya tobva tati naye o takutipunda tiritipunda, tinopedzira tichisacha chinecho. Uyezve ichiri itsva iyi, and basa rayo reconstitution nderekuti inofanirwa kuti iringanise masimba aripo pakati pemapfihwa matatu ehurumende. Rinovapfihwa rinotsikisa mutemo, rinova dare reparamende, mutemo uchibva kune vanhu, dare kwozotipfihwa rechipiri ipiwa rematare ezimhosva anova ari iwani mvumo ega yekuyananisa vanhu maererano nemutemo unenge wadi unenge wanzingati watsikiswa nedare reparamendi kuzotipiwa rechitatu rinova iro remasimba rinopiwa masimba ekufambisa basa remutemo rinopiwa masimba ari mari kana kuti masimba chacho chobata sezvemapurisa kana masoja saka basa rebumbiro remutemo renyika inova kuzimhereko ndeyekuumba mapiwa iwaya nekuapa basa rawo nekuaringanisa piwa rimwe rikakura pafura rimwe piwa mukagadzika hari yenyu kana chirongo chino hachigari zvakanaka chinenge chichindengendeka chinogona kutopfunzika chikatoteuka vanhu vakashaya zvavacho saka kuringanisa uku ndounofanwa kuitwa nebumbiro tikatanga kupfaranyurwa mukapfaranyura apa nemafanwa kupfaranyura nyaya yacho haizi kupera unopedzera kutange juzi chero inenge richingodumirwa havitombo shinda iyo inoramba yakungorumika ichingoenda hazvizobudi zvakanaka ndozvandiri kuonawo ka ndomafungiro angu uyezvesemumwe munhu senise vamwe vakashandawo vakaona mukana yokushanda kuti bumbiro ratinare riruke rivepo nii ndinoona unge takanga tagonesesa chaizvo munhu yezimbabwe taita bumbiro raitoyemurwa nenyika dzakawanda asi risati ratombotanga kunyatsoshanda takutorumirwa takare saka ndinoona unge zviri zvinhu zvisina kunyatsonyatsisisa zviri kuizvazvo hongu nekuti pane vane masimba ekudaro vane huwande mudare reparamende asi ivowo vanofanwa kuti vapeshesewo ndingati vatiwo zvevanhu vezimbabwe vati vanhunakaruka bumbiroro vakawanda vaine huwande hwavo huzhinji vakanyatsodzanisisa zvavaida zvinoita here kuti zvingofaranyurwa nevanhu vashoma shoma hongu ndo vane vanhu vakawanda mudare reparamende asi handifungi kunhunonyatsoita kuti hongu vanozvikwanisa asi zvakanaka here kusingoti dai vambotiitire vambozeya nyaya iyoyo vaone kuti zvinhu tofanira kuti zvakanyatsisisisisira zimbabwe kwete bato ripi kana ripi kana ani kana ani zvinhu zvinotika remangwana rakajeka.
Mrs. Majome, sorry to step in there, because we also have an audience that speak Ndebele in English that don't understand Shona. So could you please explain to them what this means now that Constitutional Amendment Bill number 2 has passed in Senate? What does this mean for the nation at large?
I'm speaking as a citizen myself, I'm really sad, and I think a lot of citizens are also really, for me, I'm more than sad. That, you know, we have a constitution that is virtually new. That has hardly been used. If you were to ask me, I would say only about maybe 40% of the constitution that we passed in 2013, which is still new because it hasn't been used, it's been more or less like implemented. Mm-hmm. And then also the concern is that we want to, that constitution, that we built together as a nation by a very difficult and painful process. But that we should be very proud of as Zimbabweans. It yielded that result that is also the envy of many countries and has the foundations, in my view, has the foundations to help us to build a nation where we have respect for each other, we have peace, we have respect for the rule of law and for constitutionalism. So now this resort to amending the constitution is cause for concern. It doesn't augur well for nation building, even for the future. I think we should be, I would hope that what we should be doing is try and find through our constitution. Mm-hmm. Because yes, because power, yes, of course, the constitution can be amended. And it can be amended by those who have the majority in parliament. But what they should ask themselves, I think, in their conscience is to say, yes, they have the power to do so, but must they do so? Mm-hmm. Is it the right? Yes, it can be, it's the legal thing to do, but is it the right thing to do, morally speaking, in terms of the prosperity for Zimbabwe? Shouldn't we instead be finding ways of, you know, of valuing our constitution and finding each other through it? Because, I mean, tremendous provisions that were built by a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. And should be trigger happy in terms of amending, because this is already amendment number 2, but number 1 isn't even quite there.
Right.
number 1 is Constitution Amendment number one, which in my view should not have been done anyway.
Right.
Because I also challenged that in the Constitutional Court in terms of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're already already on number two. Mm-hmm. And number two is seeking to make wide sweeping changes over the very architecture of governance in Zimbabwe. That, in my view, I have yet to be persuaded as to where is the problem. There's this saying that goes, if it's not broken,
don't
fix
it.
Mm-hmm. So
I am curious, though. I am
it's a problem.
I am curious, though, because so far, especially amongst the civic groups, a lot of people seem to be against Constitutional Amendment Bill Number 2. However, if we look at some of the clauses that were added, they target towards empowering young people, they target towards empowering women, which is something that a lot of civil groups have been standing for. And so what would you say to people like that?
I'm sorry to say that that particular clause is, I think, what people will call a red herring. Personally, I don't think that there was any need at all, any justification to amend the Constitution. Putting in a clause that requires that the youth be represented, I'm sorry, I don't think that's really necessary. And I'm speaking as a women's human rights activist, as a human rights activist. This, in my view, is what should happen. If political actors and political powers are serious and committed to promoting the youth, they can just do so. I mean, because questions of youth are important, but one thing that is clear is that look, if a person, you can't equate, because the arguments I was seeing, I thought were very faulty. They were taking women's affirmative action in terms of a quota with youth quotas. I'm not saying that youth quotas are not important, but the reason why they were left out in the first place, very good reason. And in my understanding, because you see, there is, but women have a quota, we want a quota. But if you look at it this way, you are either born a man or a woman, you know? If you are a man, you're never going to be a woman. And if you're a woman, you're never going to be a man. Of course, unless in the exceptional circumstances where you do sex change operations, it's very rare. But the generality of people live their lives, they get born, and they die as a particular sex generally. But if you are born as a baby, a youth, you will become a youth, and and then at some point in your life, you will become a grown and adult person. So the prejudice and the, how can I call it, the disadvantages that one can have in life are temporary, actually. So because of that, there's no justification for a constitutional change for that. Mm-hmm. Instead, I think the government should instead look elsewhere. It should definitely promote them. Because already in the Constitution, there's already in the national objectives, there are already national objectives towards promoting them. So the youth. So what the government should simply do is to implement those provisions that are already there. It should put in place policies, mechanisms, budgets, programs, laws. That's mm-hmm. what it should do. Because putting that instead of going and tinkering with the Constitution. And for the women, I'm sorry to say, in my view, again, speaking as a person who has advocated for women's rights, and I'm a big proponent for affirmative action, I'm sorry to say that I think this particular extension of the women's quota is one in itself is just really wrong. I mean, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's number one. Number two, it's a different used as a sweetener. You know, it's almost like using women. Like using women to sweeten certain things that are not quite okay. You know, it's like that, if you throw in, it's almost this, you say, but this, there's always, these amendments are not popular at all.
All right, let me hold you there, Mrs. Bodong.
If you throw in the women's quota, then you get some support from women. I'm sorry that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They should just be 50% women representation, constituencies for women, mm-hmm. 110 for men. And this extending the preventing women from getting equality, that is required by Section 17 of the Constitution. I'm sorry,
fair point. Fair point. Please hold on the line there. We're going to come back to you shortly. Let's take our second guest, Ongenayo Kuhlelo. We have an activist, Mama Kotonga Mahlangu. Mrs. Mahlangu, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. Anantu Tabolukone Goodwini, Mrs. Mahlangu. Isekele sombuso, sebezama ukusitshintsha or sebesitshintsha. As an activist, as a woman's activist, what is your take on everything that's happening in the country?
I think it's a really sad moment in our history. How can we have a constitution that is barely less than a decade and then you're already amending it?
Mm.
And there was a vigorous process in writing the constitution. And unfortunately, the women and the youth that voted for it, saying that it empowers them, they were cons, because the fact that it gives the president more powers that infringe on democracy. Those are the priorities. For me, that was paramount important than the position given to the youth and to the women. And I'm speaking as a human rights defender and a women's rights defender of that matter. We're still championing for women. But unfortunately, it doesn't work well with me.
Mrs. Mahlangu, kulabantu ababona ngani ukungezelela abantu abazangena kudala lephalamende ngeke kusize in terms of ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo and ukuthuthukisa abantu abesifazana. What is your take on that? Ngoba babona ngani giving them ama quotas ngeke kusize lutho in terms of changing what abantu abasakhulayo and abantu abesifazana have been asking for over times. What would you say to that?
Ngokuhlonipha sibili omama laba abazangena eParliament, but esinandelayo ukuthi khona ukumele ayisibe ba numbers, aso quantity, it's about the quality, the caliber. It's pointless to just send people to Parliament that will not make any difference. So, okuqakathekile ukuthi nxa sisilabameli, ngoba nakathethezileyo ngikhangela abavotayo bakhala ngokuthi khona abameli sihlabe esigabeni, kodwa abasimeli ngendlela eyiyo because of the caliber, the quality yangkhona. So it's not about the quantity, it's about niya eParliament niyakwenzani, because khona mina isichibileko ezikhona ngingcolisa nge-constitution. I-constitution le ngasiyekelile si-inde sazama ukuthi isebenze, ngoba ungayibala is one of the best constitution, but zithi ka-implementa nxa into usehlule kuyi-implementa ukuthi isebenze, ayithi ukuthi uyilahle udingenye ngobeichibele. Isigamba sintana sisho asitsho ukuthi usizayezela khona kade kukhona kube ngcono. Okukhona ukuthi ngasiqale ngamandlela sasebenza ngesilakho. We should have worked with what we have with the constitution. The constitution is great. It's one of the best constitutions. We should be proud of that. But the failure to implement it, that's when people are now rushing to say, okay, maybe if we give the youth something, if we give the women something, if we give certain judicial powers. For me, the greatest regret when I heard that it passed, it fell through, it was the separation of powers. We can't have the executive appointing and without any monitoring the decisions. It's really, it's a first day for democracy.
What's what is ukubamba umlomo, Mrs. Mahlangu, and then we're going to come back to you shortly. Ngoba silomlaleli ofisi ungena kuhlelo via telephone. So, Muriya Zimbabwe, we're hearing there from Mrs. Mahlangu, one of our guests, joining us live via telephone from Zimbabwe, going to Tuzatunga from Bulawayo. I hear we have a caller joining us. Marvelous, please take the caller.
Yes, hello, caller. Hello.
Caller.
I'm not sure if they're still on or if they can hear us, Mike.
It seems as though we're having technical difficulties. It's okay. Let's continue with the discussion there. Marvelous. Go ahead and continue if you have any questions for Ms. Mahlangu.
Ms. Majome, because she only has 30 minutes with us. Then we'll move on to our next guest.
Go ahead.
Ms. Majome, so from your own observation, what happens now? Now that we understand that it has passed Parliament, then what happens?
Happens when I understand that the Senate has passed this amendment. So what would remain is for the President to assent to the bill. So I think that's where, in my view as a citizen, I think the President should... I'm hoping that the President will exercise his sound judgment and just listen to, you know, to his conscience and to listen to the conscience of Zimbabwe and to listen to Zimbabweans, because I want to think that I'm convinced that there are other ways of achieving whatever goals, whatever problems there may be, if there are any, that the present constitution has before it's assented into law and gazetted. I really think that there's cause for concern. But I was watching, because I wasn't following very closely the processes like that were happening in Parliament and the public consultations. But I really think that if this constitution is signed into law, I think Zimbabwe would have squandered a phenomenal opportunity to embrace and develop constitutionalism and the rule of law, and to build a nation. So that's what I think. What's left is for the presidential care. But the question is, will the president be in a position to not assent to a bill that his party has supported? And because the two-thirds majority came from his party and the chiefs, who always vote with the ruling party, which happened even when I was a member of parliament, that used to be the case. And yet the constitution again requires that they be independent. So that is the question.
So let me pose a question based on your response there, Ms. Majome, because I heard you talking about the hopes that the people will be represented, or the president will sign this, of course, thinking about what the people want. But now, when we look at the people that voted in both Parliament and Senate, these are all people that representatives that were voted in by the people. And so the idea is, when they're voting yes or no, they're doing this with the people in mind. So for all these representatives, they voted believing that the people that they're representing are for this. And so why would the president want to change that?
And also, Mike, if I can chime in there before she comes in. There are also some non-profit organizations or some, NGOs that have actually taken the matter to court. Mm-hmm. We saw, I think it's a crisis in Zimbabwe, only last week, saying that they were ready to stop this signing going on. Would this affect anything?
Yeah, you know what? I think, it looks to me like the horse has bolted out of the stable. You see, this is the sad thing about Zimbabwe, that, you know, this constitution that has been changed was passed thunderously. I do not know, as the author and scholar of constitution making and constitutionalism, I do not know of any other country in the world that where a constitutional reform process that resulted in the one that has been changed was passed so thunderously by so many people in terms of participation. It has the widest participation in terms of consultation, and even then went back to a referendum. And the referendum vote was, I want to believe, the highest in the world, rich of the world, 94%. The closest one that I know is Egypt, that is about 92%. So if 92%, 94% of vote comes out in a referendum for a constitution, surely, that's why I said that the distinction between what is legal and what is moral. Yes, legally, the people who voted for the constitution can say that they represent constituencies and that they have the majority. Mm-hmm. But morally speaking, seriously, there's a disproportion and a disjointer there. Mm-hmm. I think there was need to really, the same kind of, because of the amount of people and the consultation that happened in building this constitution. Number two, the extent, the wide sweeping nature of the current, these amendments, would really require that there be greater consultation. There would need to be justification as to exactly what is the problem. And if that is the problem, are there no other solutions? Because they're there for where there are problems. Because the result is to unbalance the balance of power claims. I, as a lawyer myself, I become extremely proud of the process that we put in place for the appointment of judges. You know, it democratized areas that were closed in the era of the dictatorship of Mugabe. Mm-hmm. But if that is coming back, what are we doing? Is this what we want to be known as Zimbabwe? I don't think so. I think there are still opportunities. You know, in the history of Zimbabwe, there have been the precedent where a president has not assented to a bill. When I was in the last parliament, that happened before. 21 days lapsed and it's not assented to lapses. It's happened before. But the question is, because of the stakes of this bill and whatever is happening in the party, I ask you, is it, is the president able to not assent to a bill. Mm-hmm. But again, where were, I'm sorry to say, but citizens, there are no citizens in Zimbabwe. I think the reason why it is it has been possible to amend this constitution is because there's been a lot of disinterest by Zimbabweans in their own constitution.
Right.
There's very little awareness, there's very little of training. I think this is the reason why the ruling party can just pull the trigger and there it goes. It can do whatever it wants because I think they've tested the water and seen that Zimbabweans they're not really motivated to act as citizens and to really, you know, like claim what is in that constitution and act as citizens and also you also perform their responsibilities as citizens. So I think this is why there's a lot of apathy that's really sad and terrible.
All right, let me hold you there on the line for 1 second, and let us take a caller real quick, and then we're going to go to Mrs. Mahlangwe, and then we'll come back to you, Mrs. Majome, so we could wrap up with you. But first up, we have a caller. Who's on the line? Hello, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm Vingelela Lijani.
I say happy Langbano Konekumwen.
Ngudingani Sithole lapha eSouth Africa odokuzalo seGwala.
Kunjani kwele South Africa Mr. Sithole?
Hayi, South Africa nje khona lokho nje kodwa hayi amakhaza nje ngathi aseyaqala nje hayi kodwa hayi.
So Mnumzana Sithole udabula ukhona egudwini uluzwile yini umbono wakho?
NgiyiCovid kunzima. Msakazi wami omuhle. Eyi sitha makholo akahlale ethembekile enkosini laba bathanda ukuhlaba bangahlaba kodwa hey siphile ezisukwini zokugcina sasichana mhlawumbe iBhayibheli liyikudlala kodwa hey siyabona ukuthi isuku zokugcina lapho abantu sebephoquka bahlabe injection.
Uyesaba yini ukuhlaba Mr. Sithole?
Hayi ngeke ngihlabe. Ngihlaba ngithi.
Why?
Ngamana ngithi. Hayi ngamana ngithi. Ukholo lwami ngikile kuJesu Kristu nxa ngifele enkosini Samlo 14:13 kimi kulungile ngifele enkosini
kodwa ingcwethi kwezempila kahle bathi it's safe ukuthi abantu bahlabwe iJackson leli kungani usapho
bokune AIDS bokune Ebola bokune TB azange sabona bebe super ngalezo zinto kutheni lamhlanje sebe hlupa ngeCovid
Hayi siyakuzwa siyakuzwa ngempela. What about indaba leyo ukuthi basebezama ukutshintsha isekelo sombuso elizweni? Ukubona njani lokho?
Umongameli umhlonitshwa Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa into ayisithembise zona ukuthi uzasinika i-freedom ekadingezwa umgabe usekulo ukuthi atshintshe i-economy yeZimbabwe but usetshintsha isisekelo sombuso ukuthi simnika amandla kusho ukuthi nakala ndaba labantu beZimbabwe into angayo nje ukudla ase nje esigwili esinothi lesihlobo zakhe labangane bakhe kodwa abantwana beZimbabwe yebo
abantu abavote besithi yebo bayavumelana ngokutshintsha isisekelo sombuso bathi hayi bayabona ukuthi bathi ukutshintsha lokho kuzabuya ngezinto ezijeneyo ukugoqela ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu besifazana ukuthuthukiswa kwabantu abasakhulayo ungathini kibo abantu abanjalo
hayi vele ukuze wonke umuntu athuthuka ngithi economy umsakazi wami omuhle ikhonomi mayihamba kahle ilizwe lifunctiona kahle kungela kudlwa ngudlwangu kungashaya abantu freedom of speech ngithi amathuba bayathola abesifazana phela ukuze wesifazana abe lamathuba ukuthi ikhonomi ihambe kahle hayi umthetho sisekelo lokhuyana nje labavotile vele bavote besesaba ngoba vele kunjizano ayesatshwa phela kulamuntu ongathini yabona
Hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana phosela amazwi okugcina.
Hayi sibonga ungena phela ehlelweni kodwa besicela ukuthi akakacabangeli abantu beZimbabwe sebehlupheke kakhulu njengoba wayethembisile ukuthi uzabenzela kahle. Sokwaya kuphi lokho ukuze phela nabantu babe nenjabulo naye asho ashiye nje legacy yokuthi hayi lami ngifike ngashintsha economy lamanje sizotho abantu abasavunyelwa ama private imchovo ukuthi ichovo wobulawayo singazi ukuthi iqala labo bantu kuyini akayekele njena abantu baziphilele indlela abephila ngakhona la yazivusele ngendlela bekusa ngakhona. Ngiyabonga umsakazi omuhle.
Hayi, kubonga thina Dingani, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. So Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Dingani Sithole, one of our callers who's in South Africa. There he touched on several different things. Of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. He says, sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe, iye semunhu wakangozvimirira ari kuti kubayiwa nomba bodu hadi. Ari kuti hanzi pakambosvika AIDS, pakasvika Ebola, hanzi kana yangu yayangu. Vechidiki nechirungu anogara vachiti hanzi, if it's my time, it's my time. That's what Mr. Sithole is saying. But he also touched on Constitutional Amendment Bill number 2. He says there's so many other ways that they could have gone about it. He doesn't agree with the changes that are coming in. Let's hear from Mrs. Mahlangu. Mrs. Mahlangu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
You heard what Umlaleli had to say. You heard what Mrs. Majome had to say. What is your take when we're talking about these changes? I'm a little curious because people seem to feel as though there are different things that they could have done to ensure that there's women empowerment, to ensure that there's youth empowerment, instead of changing the constitution.
Yeah, I agree. I strongly concur with Majome. Mm-hmm. And why I'm saying that is that the way I'm saying when I was analyzing this bill, I realized that the intention is not to empower the youth mm-hmm. and the women.
Mm-hmm.
They use this to entice the women to vote blindly.
Mm-hmm.
The real democracy. That is an open secret.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whatever they can try and say, but the fact is that the women and the youth were in this case used. And I was speaking to some of the women that are in Parliament. We never even, when we were discussing about all these other amendments, they were saying, we really never thought of that. We thought about our position.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means these women, they admit that they were never representing their community.
Mm-hmm.
Because if democracy should be the foremost thing if you are representing people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be held accountable for democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And the president is going to be held that if we give the president absolute power, then we're in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mess that we're creating ourselves. And there was no need for us to rush to amend the constitution. I will repeat this again. Because it's one of the best constitutions,
mm-hmm.
that I said.
But
take it from both of you, what your mama and your children will help. But can you know, I don't know. I want to go to the independent people. So I have to say one. This is just the women quota and the youth quota is just with people. We tell our bandits back to the Kanyele and back to Papa. So going there. Unfortunately, I signed into law, and I'm sure we are signing into law because it's practice that was implemented. This is very unfortunate.
I'm going to come back to you. Please hold that thought for 1 second. I'm going to come back to you because I'm a little more curious about that. Marvelous. Let's go back to Mrs. Majome so that we can wrap up with her because we hear Esther Wongai Zimudzi is on the line. So first up, I'll come to you so we could wrap up with Mrs. Majome.
Yes, maybe just my Majome. Mungo tipa mazwenye kupedzi sira. Tishifa takutienda ikutita. So woku garisa ikungu ya kati remei. Pane ya tanga tataurana. Kutitiende kune mungu mnyarikano wenu.
Marvelous, ndinonzi Mukunda Majome, ndinzi amai Majome, ndo chekutanga. Saka ndinongoti zvangu zvaitika zveconstitution izvi. Hazvine dambudziko nekuti matangira azvaita zvinotoreva kuti ichatoramba ichiri dinuka, ichatopedzesera nekuti kungangwere kana patangwa seizvo. Handioni zvichanisa kuti zvinenge zvichiramba zvichiitika. Zvinoreva kuti basa rese ratakaita muna 2013 neglobal political agreement yakaunza hakuna chizvinhu zvakawanda zvakanakisa muZimbabwe maererano nezvematongerwo enyika nerinyararo zvichatongorasika kuti iri kutoshandirwa zvishoma nezvishoma asi dai zvainzi vanhu vane simba vacho ivava dai vambofungisisa Zimbabwe pamberi vambosiya zvemapato nekuti mapato haasiriwo anoumba nyika nyika vanhu vazhinji vari muzimbabwe havasi mumapato ezvematongerwo enyika saka dai vambofungisisa vambosiya Zimbabwe pamberi mberi kupfuura zvimwe zvese zvemapato kana zvemasimba kana nezvechi timbotanga kudzidza kuti tiyananise vana vezimbabwe tichishandisa bumbiro redu ndo zvandiri kukumbirisa dai mutungamiriri wenyika dai zvaiita ambomira chikumbiro chingaasatsikisa ngaasakusaina kodzisho isarepo dai amboregera chokwadi kutsvaga zvinhu zvokuita vairega kupaza ndingati mapiwa matatu aya anogadza anoringanisa chirongo cheutungamiriri wemunyika ndatenda zvangu.
Thank you so much, Ms. Majome. We hope that we can have you again on our program. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike, let's go to our next guest. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program. Tell us your view. You've just heard there from Mushare Majome. She was just speaking on our topic of tonight, the amendment of the Constitution Bill number 2. What's your view?
And Shika Mema Jumewa Chitaura, and considering her background, equity she participated in the making of the Constitution with Bailaga Famba and more than 3.3 million people voted yes for that Constitution. And only for now could she change with less than 300 people in the House. It's quite saddening for not only our democracy but also for the future of this country. So yes, it's a very sad day, or it's a very sad phase for us as Democrats and also as human rights activists that we now haven't experienced such actions which is happening now in Kamedu.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Esther, I am a little curious. You know, for a very long time, you, amongst other young people, have fought for women empowerment, have fought for youth empowerment, and some of the things that are coming alongside this amendment bill. So why are you so stout against it? I know you're one of the people that actually partook in a protest against it. Why stand against it?
I'm against this bill. For various reasons. Number one, its principles or its underlying fundamentals, they are not constitutional, or they don't fit into the constitutionalism mandate that a constitution that is supposed to be guiding the constitution. Mm-hmm. As that a constitution is supposed to be limiting the powers of the governing party or the powers of the state, it's supposed to be distributing power to the citizens and also other stakeholders, not to the in one office. This constitution, my principles are, is centered on strengthening or giving all the powers kuna mnangago. And this is anana youth quota, anana women's quota. Those are just things that were put to the situation court because the way that our law is structured is in such a way that kana kukanzi kwa unzwa biu, kuna ngwarakari nezhinu tukwendi, tinokwanisa kuya richinzi munhu wese tomupa 1 million handi imwe close iri kuti munhu wese tichamupa 1 million imwe close iri kutaura kuti asi munhu wese anofanira kuuraya mai vake haukwanise isusu semacitizens magadzirwo akaitwa mutemo ndeyekuti haukwanise kuti tiri kuda hedu 1 million asi musasauraya vabereki vedu kana matotaura kuti muri kubvuma bill then stobvuma kuti million acho tiri kuida mai vedu tichavauraya kana matoramba zvekuta kuti muri kuramba 1 million uyezve muri kuramba kuuraya mai saka that's the way that this bill is structured in such a way that it's coming now ite kaunyengeri karimo mairi but its fundamentals its roots are centered on strengthening Mnangagwa zvekuti zvimwe zvese zvaanozotaura zvewomen empowerment zvekupa vakadzi zvekwekufunda kwota system ofisi vakadzi vacho patakaconsulta people say that they don't want it, they want the constitution to be abided by section 15, section 57, section 8 of the constitution. It speaks on women empowerment. And section 20 speaks of youth empowerment. So what's with the quota systems? What's with this? Mkawunyengere kekuda kweza, kuda kunyengere, wachilauta nguwaruda kuempower. But the truth is that they only just want to focus all of the energy and all of the power to Mnangagwa. So that is the first reason why I'm against it. Number two, I'm against this bill because it has got tokenist tendencies. By talking to families, we could have put it. Is a short cut out to extend the quota system. Why are they doing that? Takaita quota system for the past 10 years, has it been effective? No, it hasn't. What are the talk for my youth 10 seats? It's also when you constitute 67% of the population to put 10 seats. Why? And instead, they would have got the decision to do it. Could my youth in my in parliament says that they can make an evaluation on the reasons why those two particular groups can't get in parliament. They are not doing that. They're not what could I vara manyoka. Kudaku pakira manyoka, kudaku mavara, vasiri ku zvavagadzirise kana pane mapolisi zvaufanira kugadzira vanhu vane mastructure zvaufanira kugadzira ngazvivega zvinogadziriswa kwete kuramba tichita zvemakota system izvi because zvemakota system it doesn't empower anyone.
All right, Esther, let me hold you on the line. Let me take a caller, and then we're going to go to Mrs. Mahlang and then give you an opportunity to wrap up. But first up, we have a caller on the line. Caller, Mtereri, welcome to the program. Who's on the line?
Hey, sawubona, Papa Mike.
Hey, Mr. Moyo, Mfundisi, how are you doing?
I'm right, kunjani?
Sirait. Nyaere mgango mainzo Mfundisi, pindaika. Vakuna kuchinja kuburo remtemo.
Okay, awangia tokoza. Nami nitanda uku Paula, nge unani nje. Ya inde utoma, nitanda uku Paula ngeenda vaye coronavirus, le, the way sivona ngakona, iza ngamandla kulukulu kulizwe la se India ngale.
Mm-hmm.
Saazi kuti India iko kona kulungiswa imiti loyawe isirizaneka.
Mm-hmm.
So masibona abantu vagula kangaka, abantu vayahlongakala kangaka. So siyazibuza singabantu vaka nkulunkulu kuti kani into le ikhazani kuna abantu vaningi. The way indongi tana ukuluma ngayo ukuya phambili even abantu bangahlabiwa bonke phasi nijikelele mazombe. Ngiyabona le corona le izoqhubeka njalo, why ngitsho njalo ngende yokuthi indo yase India le iyenza ukuthi abantu baningi babengavini hope. Masibona iIndia ithengisela amanye amazwe imithi fona abantu bayahlongakala njalo mihla namalanga. Sabona futhi nabadlali bamaproteas South Africa badlala ngale masikhuluma nje basendleleni ukubuya ekhaya ukuthi baye bazivane quarantine 14 days. So iyo into yami yekutoma le corona virus le, so kuti abantu baningi babanethemba ngemavaccine la kuti awa azonceda. Mara sibona iyaqhubeka yaphambili. So mina ngokwami ukubona kwami njengomuntu wakazimo, i-vaccine le vele ihle yona, mara the way izinto zikhamba ngakhona iyakhombisa ukuthi abantu bangahlabiwa bonke phasini. Mara intando yakankulunkulu ma ingakafiki lapha ifuna ufika khona, i-coronavirus le izokuhlala ikhona njalo. Mara siyafisa ukuthi thana uzimu naye asinceda ngendlela yokuthi kuyakhombisa vele ukuthi abantu bayazama ama-vaccine, mara sibona namazwe avela khona ave minyameni khulu. Futhi enye into yami yokugcina, ngithanda kuphawula ngendaba yebhili yaseZimbabwe, umthetho ndaba omutsha loyo bawufakile ekhaya. Mara asikhumbuleni abantu bana baseZimbabwe kuthi into le iyenzela ukuthi umpresident lo ubaba Mnangagwa abe namandla amaningi khulu. Masikhumbula ngesikhathi lesa upresident Mugabe asisemungameli, kunenye into eyenzeka kuye yokukhitshwa embusweni. So masibona ibhili leli lokunikeza umungameli amandla amaningi kangaka, into le ufuna kuzenzela yena ukuthi abambe konke ukuthi kungasavi nenyimpi ingakhona abantu bangakamuvanga mujikedi so iyo into abantu bafaka umunye umthetho omutsha so abantu ningababoni singakhona kusobola sibisane njalo njalo mara into ipoint banayo iyo la ukuthi ifike lapho ukuthi amandla manje kezwe amandla wonke ngeke kube kuze kube nomunye umuntu angakhona kumphikisa for ukubusa kwakhe mara into le vele ingayenziwa bayenza umunye umthetho ngenxa yokuthi kufanele ukuthi ma wena umuntu osiphambili avele abantu aside yakho bazokuvotela vele ukuthi wena uhlale emandleni ngende ukuthi bayadla ngawe so ukuhamba nokuhamba sizokufika esikhathi sokuthi nomungameli loya ukhona izinto aziyenza zizokujikela abantu bangakhali khulu ngemithetho ndaba womutha lo bawufakileyo asime sibone ukuthi akuna awufiki indawo
hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana isikhathi sesedliwe kumangoyo wothi siphe abahlonitshwa bethu ithuba ukuthi labo baphosela amazwi wabo okugcina siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo so let's quickly dash off to Mrs. Mahlangu as we quickly wrap up Mrs. Mahlangu are you still on the line
Mike. Yes, I'm clear.
Right. So let's give you a chance to quickly throw your last sentiments and then I'll go to Umavelas and Uwongai. The one thing I really am curious about is one thing that Advocate Majome highlighted was in Dabayoguti, a lot of citizens do not partake in these serious issues, especially when it comes to governance in the country. And then we get to a situation like this where they start wanting to react, but it's too late. How do we fix this issue moving forward to ensure that the citizen understands these things?
Yeah, it's not really a constitution or why Section 7. We come out with the awareness, the urban bias constitution. As it is, people are not empowered. They don't know their own constitution. And now it is already amended twice. So this is a deliberate move by those in power that they don't want people to know their constitution so that they can just willingly amend it as they please. And right now we are talking we are under a pandemic. People are too much focused on day-to-day survival. For Parliament to bring such a critical amendment, mm-hmm. and then just run away with it. They know that people are focusing on survival. Mm-hmm. So these are there are two factors here. Two, the ignorance of the constitution. First is the ignorance of the constitution, and then the current economic hardship. The environment we are in is not conducive enough for anyone to be focusing on constitution better. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that we need to do as a country, as a nation, if we are serious about democracy, is to make sure that people understand their constitution, they know it, to give them their copies in vernacular, they have those copies, they have discussion forums with it, mm-hmm. with the constitution, mm-hmm. then they understand, rather than it's bang on them as an amendment too.
Hi, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Unfortunately, time has run out. Marvelous, over to you.
I just wanted to say, Mike, thank you so much over there, that the Women's Roundtable actually did reach out to some of the parliamentarians who voted for the amendments. And we had a guest here last week who spoke about why she voted for the amendment of the Bill Number 2. And one of the issues that she actually mentioned was that she was in support of the women's quota. So we did reach out to some of the people who did vote for, but we tried to get them on the program today, but unfortunately, they didn't come back to us on time. So for the record, I would like to say that we did actually give a chance to those that actually voted for the amendment of the constitution, some of them from ZANU-PF, but the person who came here was from the MDCT. And also to just acknowledge those that are live streaming with us, we have a few messages here. There's Richard Moyo, who you just heard. There's Bright Impala, who says hi. There's Victor Muzuva, who is saying hi, auntie. And there's Ellen Luri, who says, Sitema avi makasimba ere. Ininda kasimba hangu, chando chete. Jesene corona yacho. Ndrikuno ku Cape Town. So thank you there. Before I will now reach out to my guest to just wrap up. What do you think moving forward that is what is going to happen now that we see that this bill has passed Senate and is only waiting for the president's signature?
Esther?
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. What I think is going to happen is that yes, obviously the bill is going to pass, but I think that we now need to start having conversations as a citizens, or us in the civic society space, or saying, okay, Panapa, it's an OPF one citizen to zero. What is it now that we're going to demand from them in turn? Is it now? Suppose, is it now issue of electoral reforms, and how is this, are we now going to protect ourselves from such acts like this? I was actually talking to one of my friends recently. Chidi, why can't we now then have a constitutional amendment on the way that MPs are recalled, or the way that MPs get in parliament? Because it is kind of even now here with the system, a lot of the MPs from ZANU PF were moved into line.
All right, Esther. We're going to have to hold you there. Unfortunately, time is up. Muriya Zimbabwe, thank you so much for everybody who streamed and joined us. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Muriya Zimbabwe, Mtswakazi Omuhle. Good night.